Prabhupada Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Everyone is addicted to hearing of the activities of another person, whether a politician or a rich man or an imaginary character whose activities are created in a novel. There are so many nonsensical literatures, stories and books of speculative philosophy. Materialistic persons are very interested in reading such literatures, but when they are presented with genuine books of knowledge like Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita, Vishnu Purana, or other scriptures of the world, such as the Bible and Quran, they are not interested. These persons are condemned by the supreme order as much as a hawk is condemned. The hawk is interested in eating stool. If the hawk is offered some nice preparation made of condensed milk or ghee, he wouldn't like it. He would prefer obnoxious, bad-smelling stool, which he finds very relishable. Materialistic persons are considered condemned because they are interested in hellish activities and not in transcendental activities. The message of the Lord's activities is nectar. And besides that message, any information in which we may be interested is actually hellish. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Nunam daivena vihata ye chachyutta katha sudham hitva shrinvan yasat katha purisham eva vit bhuja. Such persons are condemned by the supreme order of the Lord because they are averse to the nectar of the activities of the supreme personality of Godhead. They are compared to stool-eating hawks. They give up hearing the transcendental activities of the Lord and indulge in hearing of the abominable activities of materialistic persons. Yes, it is elsewhere mentioned in the Srimad Bhagavatam. This is too low. As we mentioned in the Srimad Bhagavatam, that Shodavyadini Rajendra Rinam Santi Sahasrasaha, that materialistic persons, when they leave this world, they leave behind them thousands of mundane materialistic subject matters to be discussed. Practical. If you go to any bookstore, I don't know about here, but in Germany and England, they use bookstores, many stories high and thousands of books, so many literatures, but nothing about Krishna, about anything else. In other words, of course, we know Bhagavatam describes such places as pilgrimage, place of pilgrimage for crows, these black birds, long, big, beak. They like such places. They do not appreciate those places which are in the mode of goodness, like beautiful lakes with the transparent water, lotus flowers. They do not go there. Similarly, those persons, as described in this verse, who are materially too attached, they cannot derive any nectar, any pleasure out of the literatures describing the transcendental activities of the Lord. There's another nice verse in the Bhagavatam. Na yatra vaikuntakata sudha bhaga na sadavo bhagavata sadashayaha Nayakta yagyeshama kama hatsavaha suresha lokapina vai susevyatam. An intelligent person only takes interest in literatures or discussions by Kunta Katha, which you cannot even find on the heavenly planets. Of course, there are exceptions, but generally, the Srimad Bhagavatam we don't find on the heavenly planets. These are very rare transcendental discussions contained in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Nayatra Vaikuntha Katha Sutta Bhaga, an intelligent person does not take interest in the plays. If they are, very nice verse, if the nectarian Ganga, that's the translation, if the nectarian Ganga of the topics of the activities of the Supreme Personality of Godhead does not flow there. Yes, the verse. If there are no devotees engaged in transcendental service on the banks of such a river of piety, if there are no festivals of Sankirtan Yajna to satisfy the Supreme Lord. Very beautiful verse. So that's intelligence. Not to take interest in these literatures full of mundane topics, which are, of course, of a temporary nature, and not very pleasant. All these literatures, some novels, Srila Prabhupada so nicely explains in the beginning of the purport. It is natural, everybody likes to hear about somebody else, another person. But if we hear about other mundane persons, that ultimately it is not very pleasurable. Like the music stars, musicians, in the beginning of course it is exciting, as long as everybody is young, of course we want to hear. But then when they grow older and older and older and older, they lose interest. They lose interest in performing their so-called attractive activities, and those who worship them, they also lose interest after some time. But if we hear about the nectarian activities of Lord Krishna, we never, swadu swadu pade pade, we never get tired. They're always transcendental, full of knowledge, full of bliss. This is one thing we immediately begin to realize when we read Srila Prabhupada's books, Srimad Bhagavatam, the Krishna book. As soon as you start reading, so always transcendentally fresh. You never get tired. Because according to our progress in Krishna consciousness, we, although we read the same thing, different realizations, higher understandings, deeper understandings, always dynamic. The spiritual energy is dynamic. Material energy is static. That's the basic difference. Jada, the entire material world is described as jada, factually dead. Matter does not possess any consciousness, just like this physical body. So at least then you see what is the nature of this body, what's the nature of matter. But the soul, of course, we discussed the other day, all the qualities of the soul are so attractive. This is why, this is precisely why we feel attracted to a material body. Because the soul is inside, very simple. But to realize it, not easy. In order to realize that simple point, you have to go through the different stages of a spiritual progress. Brahmacharyashram, grihastashram, vanaprastha. Even vanaprastha nowadays is not very easy. Let us stay together till death. No, we have to take vanaprastha, begin to cultivate detachment. And sannyas, finally. These are the different stages, not easy to realize. But that's the simple fact. The body is not attractive, the soul is attractive. Because of the presence of that attractive soul, we feel attracted to the body. So naturally, if we hear about the Supreme Soul, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, possessing all these transcendent qualities in full, unlimited, how attractive it is. You cannot find any end to such an attraction. Ananta Shesha, possessing 1,000 tongues, he cannot find any limit, any end to his attempt to glorify the transcendental qualities and activities of the Lord. And still, just like in this mundane world, we also find so much variety. That's why there are so many mundane discussions as well. Especially in these villages, sometimes you see these, in Russian language you say babushkas. They all flock together like a small group and talking. Hear that? Talking for hours and hours and hours about so many things. You got so much, there's also variety in this material world, since it is a reflection, perverted reflection of the transcendental realm. Naturally, so much variety is here. Just like I read one article recently, that in that article it was mentioned that at every moment, every second, our senses perceive more than 11 million sense impressions. But our conscious awareness or our mind can only process 40 simultaneously at one moment. Only 40 sense impressions we can process, we can consciously perceive at the moment, 40. But there are more than 11 million, which means completely unconsciously we perceive so many sense impressions, we are not even conscious about it. So just see what is reality, really. Like when you look in the mirror and you see your face, at that moment you perceive of that face you see at this particular moment only 1 millionth or even more, millionth of a part what you're supposed to actually perceive or see. So our senses are so limited. The hearing also, hearing process, the human being is capable of only perceiving sound. What was it, CPS, cycles per second? Was it between, I forgot now, 4 and 10 or something? Between 4 and 10,000 cycles per second. The dogs and cats, I think mice, up to 60,000 cycles per second. Above 20,000 CPS, the human ear is completely deaf, cannot hear anything. And then the whales, the dolphins, and bats, they can perceive sound vibration about 100,000 or even above CPS. You can never hear such sound. So just see, although we are so proud of our sense perception, but due to our previous activities, karmic activities, every living being has been given by nature. This was not our choice. A certain capacity of a sense perception, power of a sense perception, entirely different. Or the demigods, again, less limited, more unrestricted, more unconditioned. They can see, some of the demigods, they can see what goes on other planets. They can perceive, see the activities of entities on other planets even. We don't have that. Even to see what is happening in another city, we need already TV sets, these binoculars, so limited, so conditioned. Less restricted, less animals, more restricted their sense perception. Of course, not like I mentioned before, hearing, something is even more developed than human beings. But their consciousness. Consciousness is very, very restricted. But the spiritual energy, it is in its original state, it is completely unconditioned. In one flash, Srila Prabhupada gave a nice example. Like Chintamani, Prakara Satvasu, Kalpa Riksha, in Vaikuntha, you find desire trees, Kalpa Riksha trees. They fulfill all the desires the devotee has in his service to Krishna. He in this world, it is not possible. You cannot approach an apple tree and then desire some oranges. Like, dear apple tree, please give me some oranges today. No, not possible. Apple tree has to reply, sorry, you give apples. In the spiritual world, it is different. No conditions, no restrictions. Any fruit at any time, the desire tree can supply to the devotee. And then Prabhupada gave the example. Because in the human form of life, the consciousness is much more unconditioned than, for instance, in a tree. Consciousness in a tree. So we can approach some person, can you give me some apples? Yes, he will arrange, he will bring some apples. A little later, can you go into the kitchen, bring some bananas? Yes, let's see. Now the spiritual energy manifesting more. One person can fulfill many different desires. Not only different fruits he can deliver, he can arrange, he can give, but even other objects. Can you give me some matches? Yes, he walks over, finds some matches. Can you give me, can you bring me the harmonium? Yes, walks away, brings the harmonium. So just try to understand, that's the nature of the spiritual energy. Now if you would go to the spiritual world, no conditioning. Everything is Chintamani. Just like here, everything is composed of material atoms. And in the spiritual world, everything is composed of Chintamani. All desire fulfilling. Chintamani. Touch, like in this mundane world, we know the touchstone. You take some metals, any metal you touch turns into gold. That's the spiritual energy. Any desire can be fulfilled at any time, about anything, in our service of Krishna. So naturally devotees who practice Krishna consciousness, they begin to feel more and more attracted to that spiritual nature due to his practice in Krishna consciousness, purification of consciousness. He becomes more and more attracted. Consequently, he loses his attraction for the mundane material world, mundane objects, mundane relationships. Of course, that does not mean that a devotee becomes cold-hearted, hard-hearted. Sometimes our devotees misunderstand that detachment is not like the impersonalists or the yogis, impersonal yogis. Not that kind of detachment. Detachment. That you have no feelings anymore. Just like the Mahabharata, Ramayana, just see so many feelings are there being described among the devotees or in the character of a devotee. Full of emotions, full of affections. It is not even so much recommended that sannyasis absorb themselves too much in the topics of Ramayana and Mahabharata. There are so many emotions are there. Like family relationships. Of course, it is all centered around Krishna. That's the difference with spirits. So it is not that the Vaishnavas or the devotees who advance in Krishna consciousness, they become like Mayavadis. Cold-hearted, no feelings, nothing. I don't see you because you're not your body. Oh, they see, they appreciate so many things. They can also recognize something is beautiful, something is not so beautiful. They can see, they recognize. But their emotions, their consciousness, it is all based on spiritual values, not on mundane, temporary values. That's it. That's the great difference. Actually, the Vaishnava, he has more emotions, more feelings than any other living entity in this world. Because those emotions are spiritual emotions. Mundane emotions are just perverted reflections, like shadow of a hand and a real hand. What a difference. Cannot even begin to compare. And the Vaishnava, he has so much affection and compassion for all living entities that he wants to take them all home back to Godhead. Let us all be together eternally. So much attracted he is to the other living entity. How much mundane attraction we can display. Maybe to 1, 2, 3, 4 persons, 5, 6, 10, 20, 100, and then at one point finish. Well, Gandhi, Srila Prabhupada used to give the example of Gandhi. He desired to embrace entire humanity. That wasn't wishful thinking, but what happened to him? The entire humanity did not respond in a very nice way. Just shot him. But a Vaishnava, pure devotee of the Lord, he has so much affection he has, compassion. He truly wants to praise everyone and then take them all home back to Godhead. So it is not like advanced devotees are, they have no feelings. They just think about Krishna and nothing else, no. Everything is connected, everything is related to Krishna. And of course the topmost embodiment of Lord Krishna's own compassion that we find in Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That's why the Vaishnavas are always so much absorbed in hearing about the transcendental activities of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Because they are a practical example of how to practice Krishna consciousness in this world and how to give Krishna consciousness to others, which is the most important activity we have to perform in order to purify our consciousness more and more and more. Harinama, 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 Eva, there is no other process. It is repeatedly emphasized that in order to purify our consciousness, we have to take to the Yuga Dharma. There is no other process more effective in this age of Kali except congregational chanting of Lord Krishna's holy names. Congregational. That's why a devotee is always eager to preach. Congregation means with others. As more others, as better. He's preaching. He wants to attract others, participate in chanting Hare Krishna. As more devotees are chanting, as more effective. You have experience in Srila Mayapur, other places, and thousands of devotees are chanting. And then we feel something. Then we begin to feel something. Realize something. And we are far, far in the Krishna, in the songbook, in the beginning Srila Prabhupada writes that Krishna Kirtan, it is the safest situation in this whole material existence. When you are in the middle of devotees chanting in Kirtan, then you are safe. Maya cannot touch it. But alone, when you're alone, it's very difficult. And immediately the thoughts wander in so many different thoughts. Another thing, this back to this 11 million sense impressions every moment, and you can only process, handle 40. That practically means most of our thoughts are all related to the past or the future. We hardly live or perceive in the present moment. So it's like when I speak, at that particular, fraction of a second I speak, well, what do you perceive? You heard it, it's already gone, past, and then you think about it. So all the time you live in the past or future. Future also. If I would be if my father would, I forgot this one. What is that proverb? Something. If my father would be a millionaire. I forgot. Anyway, if something would happen, then I would be very wealthy. If I, all these ifs, that means future. If I could do this, if I would be there, if I would live there. So many ifs. Always living in the future or in the past. You do not really perceive at this particular present moment. Very limited. It's amazing how this material energy works. But in the spiritual world, everything is reality. Every second, every moment, every fraction, all the time you perceive. You cannot understand. What was my point before? Because I went back. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Yes, Harinam, purifying God. Yes. So then we are safe. We are in the middle of the devotees chanting Hare Krishna, raising our arms. Then we are safe. Maya cannot touch us. That's why it's so important to always feel attracted. Make sure we feel attracted to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes. That's so wonderful. Although they're eternally united, they have eternally, this is another spiritual mathematics. Radha Krishna, Prakritiya, Radhini Shakti, Asmat, Ekhatmana Babi Bhubi Bhubo, Dehavedam Katauto, Chaitanatyam Pakatam, Arunatatvayam Shakyamatam, Radha Bhava Dhyuti Suvalitam, Naomi Krishna Swarupam. Radha Krishna are eternally united. God is one. But in order to enjoy transcendental pastimes, they have separated themselves eternally. This is spiritual mathematics. They're eternally one, but eternally they have separated. And again, they became one, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. In one pastime, Srimati Radharani displayed how they are one. Factually, Radha Krishna and one. How one. Radha Krishna. Lord Krishna disguised himself. Lord Krishna disguised himself as a damsel from the heavenly planets. It's such a nice story. And then, so you can imagine if Krishna disguises himself, nobody can detect him. Nobody can discover him. And he went to the gopis, Srimati Radharani. And of course, that's the nature of village girls. If another girl is arriving from another place, this is most exciting. Please tell us where you come from. Tell us immediately what is happening. Where do you live? And then Lord Krishna disguised as a damsel from the heavenly planets replied, I just came from the heavenly planets. Oh, and so please tell us what goes on. And so all description Krishna gave. And then he also mentioned, for Srimati Radharani, I have a very, very special message. But I can only tell her alone, not possible when you all, it's a secret. So they all had to go away, the other gopis. But you can imagine that telling a girl, village girl, that there's a secret for someone who cannot hear it. Impossible. So they went away, of course, they were hiding behind a tree and very carefully listening and sometimes looking. And then Lord Krishna described to Srimati Radharani, we on the heavenly planets, we can see all your activities, your pastimes. And Radharani, you are so foolish. Don't you know that Krishna, he performs all the exact same pastimes with so many other girls? You think only with you, he's such a debauchee. And then she protested, no, I cannot agree, Krishna is very, very nice. Yes, I understand. You're very attached, young girl, young boy, I understand this. But please take my advice. This Krishna, he is impossible, again and again. And Radharani again and again defended Lord Krishna. Then at the end, Radharani said, you try to understand one thing, factually we are one, I know Krishna. Krishna and I, we are one. And then Krishna replied, yes, I know. You are one, not a sentiment, of course you are one. You are too much one. And then Krishna, this guy, he challenged Radharani. If you are really one, then why don't you prove it? Why don't you bring Krishna right now here to this very spot? So accepting that challenge, Radharani closed her lotus eyes, meditating in order to manifest Krishna, bring Krishna. And all the other gopis were, excited to see what is happening. And they couldn't believe their eyes. Lord Krishna's everything, his disguised clothes, his covering up, everything began to change. Like morphing, it's called morphing. The sari over Krishna's head began to change into a crown, Krishna's crown. The peacock feather came out, flute in his hand manifested, everything changed. Lord Krishna's color, he used another color to cover himself, that disappeared, Krishna's blue color manifested, and there he was, full-fledged Lord Krishna. And all the other gopis saw that. And of course they could not maintain their hiding. They immediately came and so much. What a wonder happened. So Krishna indicated, because Radharani still had closed eyes, Krishna indicated, don't say anything. Just tell Radharani that I'm very, very busy. I had to return to the heavenly planets, and Krishna, he excused himself. And Radharani came out of meditation. Where's the girl from the heavenly planet? What happened? Then they explained, oh, I'm very, very busy. She had to return to the heavenly planet. So here we see Radharani herself demonstrated how Radha Krishna are actually one. Radha Krishna, Pranaya, Vikitya, Radini, Shakti, but they have separated to eternally enjoy transcendental pastimes. And then again they combined the Shaitana Mahaprabhu. So naturally a devotee, he always feels, fallen so far away from Krishna or Radha Krishna, what do I know? But Shaitana Mahaprabhu is tangible for us. He appeared right here in this world. And in any case, it is Radha Krishna. Not so long ago, Radha Krishna appeared in the Navadvip Dham. So a devotee naturally wants to hear continuously about those persons which are precisely meant for us to purify our consciousness and how to practice Krishna everything. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Hare Krishna. Are there any questions, comments, remarks? Nice to have your association again, Hare Krishna. Now you have the fruits of your hard labor. I think I visited two years ago, was it? It was still a construction site, everything was open. The wind was blowing everywhere, everything open. And devotees sometimes, they mentioned not very, very hard work, lot of. So I thought, must be very difficult. I just see, now you have the fruit. What a nice temple. When I came from outside and the glass cover, it even looks a little bit like a Buddhist style. Very nice. Of course, the greatest surprise happened yesterday evening when I saw this Radha Krishna waiting. Wow, what date is? unbelievable. It seems that Krishna has some transcendental plan for his Jagrat Yatra. Unbelievable. If there will be installed his Radha Krishna ladies, and that's the name in the whole region of former Yugoslavia and beyond, this will be the main Radha Krishna ladies. So I hope you're aware of it, what that means. This will become a place of pilgrimage for many, many, many devotees from different parts of this part of the world. Wonderful. I think so.
About these stories, intimate stories between Radha and Krishna, there are not so much such stories in Prabhupada's books directly.
The Krishna book, yeah?
Yeah, some.
Very intimate.
Yeah, I know. But there are much more, maybe somewhere else. I don't know where. And I don't know, is it okay for us to try to find some stories in some other books?
It is, if these stories are coming, then you see it as Krishna's arrangement. But it is important to hear those stories from advanced devotees. That's the most crucial point. Because Swami's literatures are full of intimate pastimes between Radha Krishna and the gopis. I personally don't talk so much about it. Once in a year, I think there's no harm. A little bit. But even then, I'm constantly leaving out certain things which I even cannot digest yet. So intimate. I just don't mention, I leave it out. And even in Srila Prabhupada's Krishna book, very intimate. If you actually remember those pastimes between the gopis and Krishna, very, very intimate. But the difference is Srila Prabhupada, he always reminds us, practically every paragraph, Prabhupada reminds us these are not ordinary pastimes, these are not ordinary dealings between young girls and young boys. Always reminding. That's the most important. If we discover some traces of a mundane comparison in this, we should immediately stop. We should not hear. We are not qualified. But if someone is advanced in Krishna consciousness and he explains those pastimes, then it is okay, and we can hear. Because they will describe those pastimes in such a way that it will not provoke any mundane relationships in us. They possess that purity and quality of advancement. But if you just take some literature and just these descriptions are there and you read, then you run into a risk. So better is to stick to Srila Prabhupada's books, and if our devotees, advanced devotees, at one point begin to translate these more intimate passages meant for the devotee community, and in such a way, with purpose and explanations and reminding us, then I think it's acceptable. And otherwise not. Naturally, you know, after myself being so long in Krishna consciousness, so long in Hare Krishna, some years, then you also, you know, you want to see what is happening in some other literatures. That tendency is there. And I also came across Govinda Lilamrita and others, right? And it was difficult for me. Very difficult. Some sections I had to skip over. It was too intimate. So at least some, you know, we have to be, some caution should be there. Not just jump to these internet and read and read and read and get all kinds of ideas and thoughts. Yes?
We ask you about the transcendental emotion. Mm-hmm. How does the advanced devotees express its emotion? Does it depend about his nature or some rules in practice?
Transcendental emotions. Srila Prabhupada, he indicated his transcendental emotions. He mentioned these Bhaktivedanta purpose, Srila Prabhupada's purpose. They are his personal ecstasy. This is how Prabhupada expressed his transcendental emotions, his transcendental ecstasy, and wanting to give Krishna consciousness to others. So if someone is on that platform of experiencing transcendental emotions, then this is one way of manifesting it, that it's intense desire to give Krishna to others, to liberate them, to somehow bring them in the folds, in the folds of Krishna karma's activities. And of course he considers those symptoms as private, desires as private. They should not be displayed. Transcendental emotions or ecstasy, they should not be displayed. Because others might misinterpret and misunderstand and imitate. In India you can see sometimes. One person begins to cry in kirtan or recitation of Bhagavatam, his professional recitations, and then immediately all the others, they become, everybody's crying, and one starts rolling on the ground, and everybody rolls, and it's a whole thing happening. So that's why it should not be done. So like the private parts of a devotee, these ecstasies, emotions, he considers them to be his private parts. Private parts you don't show to the devotees. So others will not imitate or take it cheaply. Of course, sangha is not possible. In Srila Prabhupada's case, most of the time, I remember Srila Prabhupada as being very, very grave. At least those times I spent with him. 4 weeks in Germany, another 3 weeks in Scandinavia, in France, in India, several times. So some, association was there. Most of the time I saw Srila Prabhupada very grave. Very grave, thoughtful, deep. And but sometimes it was not possible for Srila Prabhupada to hide his transcendental ecstasy. It manifested, it came out. Sometimes it happened during the class even. He spoke something about Krishna or Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and then he just looked into this, into nothingness, stopped speaking, and then tears gliding down. And then Prabhupada indicated his chant Hare Krishna. Everyone is chanting japa. Very, very tense atmosphere, I can imagine. Another time I remember, in 73 in Paris, I was sitting just in front of Srila Prabhupada's Vyasasan. He was chanting Jai Radha Madhava. Just in 1 meter away. Like, and then my eyes were just fixed on Prabhupada. And while Prabhupada was chanting Jai Radha Madhava, then his body began to tremble. But we don't speak so much about those things, but just to give an idea. Whole body started trembling, like shaking, so much that the whole Vyasasan started rocking. Heavy Vyasasan. So, that was another. Then I remember that, watching Srila Prabhupada in this condition, I felt inspired to just get up and raise my arms and, start dancing, which I did. And above Srila Prabhupada's head was a beautiful painting of Radha Krishna. and my eyes were just looking at the painting, and I swear I was not, you know, I was long enough in Krishna consciousness not to experience, you know, some after effects of things I did before Krishna consciousness. I was okay. And somehow I saw that the picture of Radha Krishna became a little bit alive. Like Krishna's face began to move, and I thought, what is happening? I was looking, and then I got a little bit scared, and I looked to the other devotees, and they did the same thing. There were small groups of devotees in front of some paintings or photographs of Krishna at the wall. They were all looking like this, raised arms, four or five in groups, and just in front of different paintings. They did the same thing. They were just staring at the pictures like this. And I thought, so, and I'm okay still. So these moments were rare, but they were there. Sometimes the advanced devotee, he cannot hide. He wants. It's private. Why should I display? Sometimes he's so strong, he cannot. But by no means should anybody endeavor to display. These are the sahajas. By force, you try to display ecstatic symptoms and tell yourself, I'm advancing. By practice, you can do. Like the movie stars, those movie stars, actors or actresses who are not so good, they need some aid, some help to cry. They have a little onion here, something that squeezes. And then they start crying in the movie. Or they put before that scene, they put some things in their eyes, and then of course they have to cry. But very, very good actors, they don't need anything. They know the technique. It's just, you know, they absorb themselves so much in a particular scene, they actually start crying. They're good actors. So sahasiyas, those are very good. They just a little bit, they prepare, practice, and the tears, they just come out. And then of course others are very much impressed, and this is what they enjoy. Crying and show some act, and others go, wow, it's really advanced, boy. This is what they enjoy. But the real advanced devotee, he wants to prevent all those things. He avoids. But sometimes he cannot. And then maybe we can stop at this point. And what is the program today? Anything? Evening program? How do you know? Today is Saturday? Yeah. Saturday, right? It doesn't matter. Sun, snow, wind, hail and rain, all kinds of good for chanting the name. Faster than the bullet, faster than the bullet and the speeding train, all kinds of good for chanting the name. Sun, snow, wind, hail, and rain. All times are good for chanting the name. We used to go out in the early days, even when it was snowing. Just go. One time, so I was chanting alone, standing there, big city Berlin, with my carters, alone, completely alone, chanting Harinam, and the people were gathering around me, looking at me, and then sometimes I stopped chanting, I reached into my pocket, I had a few invitation cards, distributed them, spoke a few words, and I continued, Hare Krishna, and I remember one drunkard, big guy, some drunkard, so he came, he saw me, and I saw him. And then, of course, I chanted, Jayana Shinga Deva. So he came, sure enough. It's all, you know, mature nature is amazing. Whenever you really pray, it will not happen, and it happens. Of course, he came. He came and started pulling. He wanted to pull down my dhoti. So I go, Krishna, why me? Why not somebody else? Anybody here? Why me? Why does he pull somebody else's trousers? So I was there. Of course, I didn't try to defend myself. It was so embarrassing. But he started pulling up my dhoti. At that time, you see, Krishna saved me. We were young brahmacharis, we didn't know how to roll the dhoti, you know, how to roll it like this, we didn't know. So I always made this big knot. This saved me, pulling and pulling. Pulling and pulling. And then one handicapped person came in, a little handicapped, he couldn't walk properly, but big guy, he was like 3 heads taller than the drunkard. So he came, and he saw him, how the drunkard tried to pull down my dhoti. He just took him by the neck, the neck and his trousers, like, and then he was just skating over the ice, like, and then he walked away. He was saved. And you see, you know, some little 1, 2, 3 drops, and then you conclude, oh, we cannot go on right now. What is this? As a punishment, you should go out alone. So let's see, I mean, it does not look that bad. See at the horizon, there are some more light spots in the sky, you see? It's very nice. And I'm quite sure that the sun will gradually move over, and then we can go out. Let's see, I mean, if it's really... So we have so much time there. We can take some ecstatic prasadam, hot halava to prepare. Another thing we did in the early days. Hainam, Saturday, that meant tons of halava in the morning. We went out 6 hours every day. 6 hours. That's just one day in a week. Every day, 6 hours. Because we had no books at that time to be speaking. Just a magazine. What else can you do? It was just 6 hours. Wow. I was sometimes playing Vidanga. At that time, I was the only one who knew little Vidanga. Ping, pong, pong, ping, pong, pong, just one beat. And I played for 6 hours. 6 hours Vidanga. And you need a lot of energy for that. So before going out on Hainan, so much halava we ate. It was this fatty, juicy, the ghee was dripping down. I mean, the butter was dripping down your hands, eating so much. And then 1 liter of cold water afterwards. And then we went out with red ears. It was nice. I'm yearning, I'm longing for those days. But now you're telling me it's raining. You cannot go, Krishna. Let us try at least, let's see. But if it's really not suitable, then we can go another day. I will stay some days here, and then I'm quite sure we can shift the Hainam to another day. Hainam is very important. Otherwise, what do we do? Tomorrow is also planned, scheduled? Oh, so there's always another day in Krishna consciousness. This is a nice, another nice feature in Krishna consciousness. There's always another day. If you spoil this day, you have it tomorrow immediately. Not good rounds today, oh, you have it tomorrow. Okay, tomorrow. So nice. In a kami job, you cannot do this for long. You do something wrong. Anyway, I do it tomorrow better. Boss, you will wait a few more days and then out. Pack your things. Go. Krishna consciousness, another chance, another chance, another chance. So nice. Hare Krishna Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Gopi Premanande.